Shalom, friends. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Jake Rubin. Welcome to MSU Hillel's The Weekly Kvetch. This podcast features news, interviews, and a whole lot of kvetching. So, I'm excited for you to join me and my trusty producers, Sophie and Nate, as we dive deep into all things Jewish.
Hello, and welcome back to The Weekly Kvetch. I remain your host, Jake Rubin, and alongside my producers, Sophie, Nate, and MSU Hillel. That was Sophie. We are super excited to bring you our guest this week, who is Allie Silverberg, representing the Instagram account Jewish Girl Problems. Probs, excuse me. She's the Jewish meme and the kvetch queen. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you. I will start off by saying that I have cousins that live in Michigan, and the way they pronounce my name is like my favorite accent of all time. Uh-oh. Allie.
So oh, I just with want the hard A.
Out, yeah, with the hard A. I just want to point out saying I love it.
Instead of thank like you a soft for
the A. Yeah, thank you for the warm Michigan welcome. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a friend from the north. We have to give you a good welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be said that Nate may or may not show up halfway through this podcast. Right now he's doing yoga. So Godspeed, Nate. But before we get started, we have a quick word from our sponsors. So let's hear it, sponsors. What do we got today?
The Weekly Kvetch is sponsored by MSU Hillel, the place to be for more than 3,500 Jewish students at MSU. The Weekly Kvetch is also sponsored by Challah, the only way Jewish bakers greet each other, Challah.
All right, awesome. Thank you, sponsors. That was a great word from you. All right, and now we're going to move on to our one of our segments. Let's give them something to kvetch about. So Sophie, what are we kvetching about today?
So today we are kvetching about something very, very cool. I was, you know, perusing around trying to find what we were going to kvetch about today. And yeah. I see this article from the Jewish News, both Ooh. U of M and MSU Hillel's using Hillel International's Mitzvot campaign to help to like encourage students to go out and vote early. Our very own Nate Strauss was quoted in this article. So that's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, go take a lift to the polls. They're free. We can help provide doing rides. And a lot of people students at MSU, Jewish students at MSU have voted early already, which is great. I voted early. Jake, did you vote early?
I voted early. I absenteed. So nice and
that's
good in that department. But that's good. That's good. Voting is very important. I think that this is a really nice campaign, especially the fact that they seem to be so open. And, you know, Nate is a very friendly guy. You, as Allie may, you know, can kind of gather. Nate's a good guy. And the people that work with Hillel, I think it's a really good idea to just have a friend, have a resource to bring the person to vote. And, you know, because voting shouldn't be inaccessible. Voting should be a really easy thing to get to. Because it's our civic duty as Americans, you know, to go out and make a change, you know? The world is what we make of it. And if we don't vote, then we can't complain. We have no reason to complain.
We have no reason to kvetch.
We have no reason to kvetch. And then the podcast is over. End of podcast. We don't want end of podcast.
End of podcast.
it's just going.
I have a question for Allie though. As a Canadian, is it like interesting seeing all the like the voting stuff for this year?
The way I see it is that it's basically a dumpster fire. You're right next to get to watch, and you're not allowed to like have a fire extinguisher. There's no water for you. You have to hope that other people put it out, and you're just sitting there waiting, praying that someone puts out the dumpster fire. Because look, I'm not like, I'm only a couple hours away from the border. And so much of American politics, and especially the election, affects what happens here. But we have no say in it, obviously. We just see all of the media, and, you know, there are so many Canadians watch all the news and the debates. Like, CNN is on my house, in my house 24/7. Like, I probably know way more about American politics than I do about Canadian politics. And I think that's the case for, I think that's the case for a lot of people. It's just kind of the reality of, like, living in a country that neighbors, like, you know, the United States. So yeah, the dumpster fire analogy is probably the best way to put it. And I hope it's that funny. Everybody on listening to this podcast can go out and vote on my behalf.
Yes.
Well, this podcast, you heard it here first.
This podcast is going out October 30th. So it's a couple days before election.
Yeah. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote.
Go vote.
Or we'll find you.
And if you already voted and you're a Jewish student at MSU, go get your mitzvoted, I'm mitzvoted sticker from Nate. He'll give one. He'll give you one.
We got to put out this dumpster fire together. Only we can do it.
Yeah.
It's like Smokey Bear, but with voting. All right. Well, so that was our little fetching. And so we are very lucky this week to have Allie here. So Allie, tell us a little bit about your Instagram account. So like what is Jewish Girl Probs? Like,
yeah. So if I had to,
untrained eye.
Totally. So if I had to put it in a few words, it is an Instagram account that at its core is not just a meme account, but brings together a community of Jews and, you know, non-Jews alike on Instagram to laugh together, relate to common experiences together, and just have a good time. It's honestly the best experience ever running the page. And if you haven't seen it yet, I would highly recommend checking it out and giving it a follow. Yeah, that's sort of the elevator pitch.
Yeah,
I could go on forever, but ask away.
I bet. So, so did you start the account then? Are you the sole admin of the page?
Yeah. I'm the only admin. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a fluke how it came about. So, in the summer of 2018, I was interning at a marketing agency. We focused a lot on influencer marketing, and part of that is like meme pages. And I think I was doing some research for like a jewelry campaign. We needed like female meme pages. And for some reason I was like, oh, I wonder what the page Jewish Girl Probs looked like. And I looked it up and it was like, this page doesn't exist. So I said, oh, I guess I need to grab it. So I took the handle. And my friends at work were like, oh, you're the perfect person to do this. Like, you're the most Jewish person we know. Like, you're so into social media. You have to do something. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think I know what I'm doing. So I started making some content just about like stuff I thought was relatable. It was all original content. And once I had enough there that I thought was good enough, I literally went onto every Jewish Instagram page possible. So every Hillel page, every Jewish camp page, every BBYO page, every Nifty page, anything you could ever think of, every Jewish sorority and frat, and I followed every single girl. So that was the only legwork I've really put into getting followers. And after that, it was all organic. Like, luckily people liked the content. It was sort of organic growth, like a phone tree from there. Like, they sent it to one friend who sent it to another friend, and mm-hmm. now we're at 54 plus thousand followers.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's
sort of the origin story.
Yeah. No, it was like Batman. So you said that you started by making all the things organically on your own, all the posts. Do you still come up with all the ideas, or do you like have other people help you out with that? Like, how do you actually make, how do your posts get made? Yeah,
totally. So I'd say 50% of the content is original that comes from me and possibly with ideas from a couple friends. I scour the internet for like the meme pictures, what I call them, the templates. And I have this massive repository on like iCloud. And I have a few friends who are there and they can comment ideas. Usually just inspires me on topics to be like, oh, I know how to word that now and I can post that. And the other 50%, or probably it's probably 60-70% original, and then the other percent is from Jewish Twitter. So I spend all my time on Twitter trying to find funny content from others as well, and I always make sure that I give credit where credit is due and get permissions. So yeah, you'll know when it's original content or not. It'll either say it's from Jewish Girl Pods or it's watermarked. And then the other stuff is from other awesome creators. And when you see them come up, I would also highly recommend following them on their platforms as well.
Well, that's good. It's Jewish good Twitter's the best. People. Yeah.
Jewish Twitter is the best.
I'm trying to get on Jewish Twitter. I've been trying for years.
You know how hard it is to get popular on Jewish Twitter? Like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
I was going to say cliquey, but you call it clicky. Yeah, in America. Yeah. We call it cliquey.
That's funny. Cliquey. So you said that you have like a repository of nice. Memes just saved. So how far in advance do you actually plan them? Like, do you have the next like week planned, or is it just like in the spur of the moment, you're just like, this is funny?
I would love to tell you that I had the next week, month, year plan. That would make my life so much easier. I think more towards the beginning, I had like a couple, you know, ready to go out. Mm-hmm. But now that, you know, I have over 1,000 posts on the page, I try not to repost things. And, you know, especially when there's no Jewish holidays, there's like a bit of a lull between like content topics, right? I don't want to talk about camp and bagels and whatever, the same topics over and over again. So I try to space that out. But yeah, it's all like, I try to post at certain times once or twice a day. I'd love to do it more often, but I do work a day job. So now it's pretty much just spur of the moment. Like, I'm like, I need a meme tonight, people, let's go. And then I just, you know, try to find inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah, that's nice. I know like people on like YouTube or influencers, I bet just being creative 24/7, it's not super easy. I can only imagine just having to like churn out things all the time. Yeah.
And like sometimes, like as much as I love writing the page, sometimes I'm like, oh, I cannot come up with anything funny today. Like, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
So I really try my best to make sure that there's enough content. And, you know, some days maybe my follower growth isn't as large or as maybe even in the negatives as some days. And I just have to, you know, live with that fact and be like, that's what it was today.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, it's what you make of it, honestly.
Yeah.
But so like you have a good amount of followers. Do you like interact with your followers? Have you met any of them like in person? Like, how is having these followers, like, what does this mean to you? And there was a bunch of different questions.
Yeah. That's a good question. I can kind of answer it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Having the followers does mean a lot. I think it's not something I thought was ever going to happen. But now, you know, people kind of, I didn't choose this, but people kind of look to me as sort of like some sort of authority on Judaism, because when you look up Jewish on Instagram, like, I'm one of the first pages that pops up.
Ooh,
so there are people come to me, you know, I get messages all the time. I do interact with people's messages a lot. People who they're like, oh, like, I've never met a Jew before, I just want to learn about Judaism, or I'm converting, like, how, like, can you help me with resources, or you know, I don't feel in touch with my Judaism anymore, what can I do? And, you know, thanks to my upbringing, like, I was really involved in Jewish life from like when I was younger all the way until I graduated university or college. So I feel like I definitely felt, and like after that fact as well, so I definitely feel in some ways a bit, at least a little bit equipped, you know, maybe more than the average person to find those resources for people. I also do a lot of research, but at the same time, if I don't feel equipped to answer something, I try to just give them as many resources as possible, because I don't want to pretend I'm an authority on a subject that I'm not. And I think that, I mean, especially after George Floyd was murdered, there was a lot of, sorry, that kind of took a little bit of a turn, but okay. After that happened, you know, a lot of people were coming to me asking for resources, and I'm one person, like, I work in the marketing industry, I'm not trained to do this, right? So I sent them to other places where they have like an editorial staff and, mm-hmm. you know, people actually equipped and paid to do this rather than pretending that I am the expert. So that's kind of how, you know, that's one way I interact with my followers. But in terms of meeting them in person, of course, I've met them in person here and there before COVID. You know, I've been to Nifty convention because I'm a Nifty alum. For those of you who know the youth group, I've been to a couple of Hillel events around Toronto, and I try to do speaking engagements, but you know, with COVID, I'm glad to do stuff like this. So I get to meet people like you. I'm doing a virtual, like, I'm a guest at a virtual BBG luncheon in a few weeks. Like, it's just cool. If people reach out to me, that I'm happy to answer them. So as long as I can find the time, I'm happy to meet people now virtually, but used to be in person. And yeah, I'm definitely more of a celebrity to some than others. It's interesting. I'm very, very grateful, but obviously I don't want people to think I'm like the be all end all. Like, I'm just also a normal Jew.
You're just one person, like you said. Just,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you have this page, but you said you also work a day job. So is this page, is this going to be the end all be all, or do you think that there's a life after Instagram for the page, like, you know, like a TV show or something? I don't know.
I mean, I do get asked that a lot. I don't think I'm ever going to quit my day job. I told you before we started recording that I was working at a marketing agency, but on Monday started working at Snapchat. So I definitely don't want to give that up. And I love working, you know, outside of the Jewish space as well as in it. So Jewish Girl Probs, the way it is definitely not going anywhere. And I'm still going to continue doing that because I love what I do. You know, I do see maybe other ventures, like we launched merchandise a few months ago or in September. So that was like a big venture that I've been working on. Feel free to check it out. It's on our page. And I definitely want to explore that a little bit more. But in terms of, you know, a massive explosion of it, I don't think it would ever take over my day job, but it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, that's probably reassuring to the 50,000 people who are like, yes, we crave this stuff. And I think
if you need a graphic designer, you can hit me up.
Yes, for merch. Definitely.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's funny that, like, before we scheduled this interview, I've seen a couple of your posts because, you know, my friends, they shared on their stories, you know. It's just, it's funny to me that it's just like, now that there's like a face behind the page.
But you've seen the post, but do you follow the page? That's the question.
I don't know. Well, I looked at the people that were following it, and it was all girls, and I was like, oh.
Actually, 10% of my following is male.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird because I'd say 99% of my memes are gender neutral. Mm-hmm. It's just it's like the language I use sometimes. It's like I choose one pronoun versus the other, but all my male followers and non-binary followers kind of take it with a grain of salt, and they're like, this is relatable to me. I didn't have a bat mitzvah, I had a bar mitzvah or b'nai mitzvah, like, still relatable. So I find that people do a lot of it that way, and it does constrain me a little bit because I took the handle Jewish Girl Probs, but I wouldn't give it up because it does set some parameters for me.
Yeah, it's just the Jewish experience regardless of your gender or how you feel. Yeah,
exactly.
And then I have one final question for you before we wrap up this interview. What are your favorite memes that you've posted, that you've made out of the thousand that you said? Because you have to have like a favorite or a couple of favorites at least.
It's so hard because like I post so much and
I know
it's hard to remember each of them. My favorite ones, I'd say like a category, are definitely when I use like meme templates from like pop culture that I love, like especially Star Wars memes, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Love Star Wars.
Yeah, any Star Wars meme. And I think the other day I posted one that I loved that was Avatar The Last Airbender meme that did really well. And so I love like making that IP like Jewish related. And I think people get a lot of fun out of that.
Well, that's really nice. Well, awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate you you taking the time to come and join us for a little bit. Now we're going to move on to my favorite part where I rant about something. So this part of the podcast is sponsored by me. And the rant that I'm going to be ranting about today is about Gen Z humor. So imagine this. It's the year 2020. Wake up, sheeple. It's your phone. You have a phone, right? You look at your phone. You see a picture. The picture has one word. The word is dog. The dog is shaky. Ooh, shaky dog. You laugh. That's a meme now. It's just like the idea of what a meme has been and has like evolved into over the last 10 years is ridiculous to me. Like you think about the original memes, you know, like the grumpy cat and like the, and like, you know, the whatever and the troll face, whatever. It's like now it's just, it's devolving. It's devolving from actual thought out things to words and images that make no sense. I saw a meme today. That's just, I was telling Sophie about this earlier. It just said the word Dave. And the word Dave was like all shaky. And like, I was like, what does this mean? You know, Dave is probably laughing right now. He's like, I get it. I'm not going to laugh. I did laugh at it. I felt bad. But I was like, this is funny. But it's just like our humor is devolving. And, you know, and there's like the boomer humor and the millennial humor and like the Gen X humor or whatever, but it's just like the Gen Z humor now. And you know, a lot of the Gen Z humor you see on TikTok, and you know, and it all emerged and it all came from Vine. And so, you know, it's just like there's just everybody is constantly taking different pieces of humor and calling it a joke. There's just, it's like amalgamating just into one big thing that they think is funny, and I also think is funny. It's just, it's crazy to me. It's crazy how things have evolved, how just like, and the more in tune with technology we get, the more advanced we get, the more de-advanced we get with our memes and the things that we think about. It's just like, you know, our grandparents that fought in wars or whatever, they're, you know, they're out risking their lives. And we're laughing at Dave because Dave is hilarious. And it's the funniest thing I've seen today. And I can't stop thinking about it. It's just Dave. But it's so funny. I don't know why.
And now I like find myself like seeing photos, just random captions or whatever, and I just laugh. Like anything gets me to laugh these days. I don't know how it happened. Like,
look, you could study meme culture for as a major. Like, it's crazy. And it even like I'm 23, and I kind of straddle the middle between Gen Z and millennials. Like a lot of us call ourselves Zillennials. And there's even humor that I'm like, I don't get it. I obviously get a lot of it. Like I'm on TikTok 24/7, but there's still things where I feel like, oh my God, I'm old. Like I should not feel like I'm old at the age of 23.
I feel that I'm only 21.
I don't know about you. I'm a spry 21-year-old. I'm a spring chicken. I still have, I'm out here in the field with my other spring chickens just having a fun time. Okay, so that was my rant. Whew. Before we wrap things up, we do have a 20-second Torah portion. So, so what's our Torah portion of the week? Let's hear it.
It's time for 20-second Torah.
Hey everyone, producer Nate here with 20-Second Torah. In this parsha, Lech Lecha, which is a part of Genesis, we hear the story of Abraham being told by God to leave his home and head to an unknown destination, to try something new, to go into the unknown. What this parsha really tells us is that there's beauty and there's excitement in trying something new. Even if it's not leaving your home to go to an unknown destination, maybe it's worth trying a new activity, watching a new Netflix show, or calling a friend you haven't called in a long time. Abraham eventually is rewarded for trying this new thing, for heading into the unknown, and you never know how you'll be rewarded or what you'll get out of a new experience.
Oh, wow, Torah. Crazy fun stuff. All right, so before we wrap things up, we do have Nate's favorite part of the podcast, the L'chaim of the week. So the way that this works is that we're just going to say something that we're looking forward to, something that's exciting about the week, and we're gonna have a L'chaim to it. So my lacrime of the week is that Borat 2 comes out, or it has come out, and I am very looking forward to it, or I may have already seen it by the time that this is released. But in this moment, right now, Borat 2 is the thing that I'm the most excited about. I'm about to watch it with my roommate in a half an hour. It apparently comes out at 9 EST. So that's all I can think about right now is Borat. Borat, Borat, Borat. What about you, Sophie?
So I scrapped dinner together tonight and I was just like, what am I going to make? You know? So I go on Pinterest and I have, shrimp, frozen shrimp. Ooh. And I see this garlic butter shrimp recipe on Pinterest. I'm like, ooh, that looks good. And so I made it and it was delicious. All mine are about food. I don't know why. It always ends up being about food.
It's your brand. And then what about you, Allie?
I sort of mentioned it, but I was so thankful to start my new job at Snapchat this week. So cool. I work on the Bitmoji team. So make sure you have your Bitmojis, guys. or guys, gals, and y'all. And I'm looking forward to getting to learn more about it. And of course, continue interacting with my followers on the page. And can't wait for this podcast episode to come out.
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, thank you, Allie, for coming by. It really is a pleasure. Before we end, do you want to officially plug all your merch, your Instagram page, everything you possibly can plug?
Yes, let me plug.
Yes, do it.
So you can find us on Instagram at Jewish Girl Probs. And on the Instagram page with the link in our bio, you can find our website with all of our gorgeous merchandise, our nice Jewish Girl sweaters, our Hamsa phone cases, and our sticker packs. Soon to be more merch coming out, hopefully for the holiday season. So keep your eye on that and keep your eye on the memes on the page. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, if you're interested in following us there. And our Spotify playlist is JGP Israeli Music, if you're looking for that. So those are all the places you can find us. And I hope to see you guys there. Shoot me a DM on the page if you ever want to chat.
Well, that's so cool. Well, awesome. Thank you. This is our podcast of the week. Thank you for tuning in. I am Jake Rubin. This was the Weekly Fetch. Good night. Goodbye. I love you.
And that's our show. Thanks for kvetching with us this week. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and call a friend to tell them you love them. The Weekly Kvetch is hosted by me, Jake Rubin, and our executive producers are Sophie Dwoskin and Nate Strauss. This podcast is a production of MSU Hillel. Yalla bye, my friends.